Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Is this dad trying to get a hold of his kids? The husband trying to reconcile with his wife? Because I'm in love with you? And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? And it seems more and more that's a minority. I celebrated this morning with a happy birthday to Tirza. She's an important person in my life. Did send the video. It's online. It's on the family. It's on Kozlowski.org, actually. So it's there. I just want to make myself available to her. Heard an interesting dialogue because apparently as you may be more aware than I am, PCA just had their General Assembly. They're falling apart. My advice is leave. Now. Not soon. Now. You know, it's interesting to me because I was in the very room where the PCA was organized in 73. I was there, obviously, in 98, 99, whenever it was. Whenever it was. No, 2000. Anyway, I was there. Denominations collapse basically because there's no call for denomination as there's no call for institutional church. I will back that up from scripture if anyone dares. But, you know, the other thing, other term that, that I've heard many times, I talked with a young lady today who, fascinating because she said her boyfriend wants to get into the game industry, video game industry, because he sees where it's going and he wants to produce things that are of a better nature, a better tone. And, she said, I said to her, do you know the game Slither or Snakes or whatever it is? I still don't know what it is. And with the game on, that you have with the growing tail. And she says, oh, yeah. And I says, it's based on Crude, my game. And it's kind of like, oh. I had some credibility in speaking with her, you know, told a little bit about the events with Ray Kassar and Taito America and so forth. But suddenly I had credibility because... I'm not an outsider. I was, heavily involved. And I could give reason why there's a problem in the industry. But my concern is, when I've talked with her, I've talked with three other young ladies, open the door to the young men in their lives. And they refuse. I've done that with many. And I find I can get a little way sometimes with a young lady. But the young men are wimps in general. Lord willing, that'll change. I met one young guy at Staples once. Had a decent challenge, and he ran. That's my concern. And that mentality... are the people who will become the leadership in the coming years. The wimps. But of course they're being prepared by the wimps of today. They'll just get worse. And so you'll see that and that's why, I'm sorry, this is getting very long. The PCA is collapsing. The idea of a man being a man is collapsing. For a number of reasons. But there's hope. Because in spite of all this stuff, in spite of the failures of institutions, stuff that the Lord doesn't call for, in spite of the weakness of men, in spite of the fact they are foul and sinful and disgusting, including me, the Lord's grace is magnificent. The Lord's grace is magnificent. And I do proclaim that louder than ever before. I get a lot of flack for proclaiming the Lord's grace. And those in the institutional church plug their ears or call the police. But I'm going to still proclaim the Lord's grace because it's magnificent. It's magnificent. And I want to share it, especially with my family, and most importantly, with the woman I love. Dorothy Jane, I love you.